Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where as we move closer and closer to a faithful election, the outcome remains unclear. It seems to me that the one thing that is most likely is that we are going to be getting back to normal in American political life. What does that mean? It means divided government. Yeah, when you actually look at the history of what has been going on in this country over the last 70 years, since Harry Truman was in the White House, it has been the norm to have divided government. It's been unusual and usually not very happy to have a situation where there's one party that controls the White House and the Senate and the House of Representatives. Right now, it's all controlled by one party. You know who the last president was who spent his entire term with his party in control of both the House and the Senate? Think about it. The last president who had that happen, and the only president since Lyndon Johnson left the White House in 1969. It's a very long time ago. The only president in that whole time period who had full control of both the House and the Senate and the White House for one party, the Democratic Party, was Jimmy Carter. Okay? And what happened to him? He got humiliated when he sought re-election. He got wiped out because people were sick and tired of divided government, of the unitary government, one-party government. And he lost 44 states. Can you imagine? Running for re-election and losing 44 states. Okay, and the greatest presidents in that time period, by common consent, Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, and you want to add some Democrats, you can say successful presidents, Bill Clinton, and you can add Barack Obama if you want. Okay, but basically two-term presidents, how much of their terms did they spend with divided government, with Republicans in control of the House or the Senate for the Democrats or for the Republican presidents? What, Ronald Reagan was the greatest president of my lifetime. And President Reagan, for all 8 years he was president, he had Democrats in control of the House of Representatives. And he made it work. We're talking about this with George Will yesterday, and it seems extremely likely that the Republicans will win at least the House, and maybe by a narrow margin, but they'll win the House, and that will bring us back to the normal situation we have in America, what the American people seem to prefer, which is divided government. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's a big new poll, a major poll, that says that when it comes to Trump, when it comes to Biden, the American people say overwhelmingly, get out of here. Is that the best we can do? Two old guys, both of whom have tremendous amounts of baggage, and neither of whom inspires a great deal of enthusiasm or freshness or novelty or anything particularly encouraging. If you, by the way, are one of those people, 60% of Americans, according to a new Capps-Harris poll that's co-sponsored by Harvard University, it's a poll across the country, and it shows that 60% of Americans say if Biden and Trump are the nominees, again, they would seriously consider voting for an independent third-party candidate, somebody not named Trump, somebody not named Biden. If you have thoughts on this, if you are somebody who is enthusiastic about a Trump-Biden race, about supporting either one of these two tarnished candidates, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776 would be pleased to hear from you. We'll also be talking a little bit more in this program about a new Pew study about the future of Christianity in America. Now, why are they taking a look at this? Because of the very dramatic declines in Christian life that have occurred in this country just over the last 20, 30 years. Are part of those declines involved with getting too involved in politics? There's a piece in the Washington Post that actually suggests that there is a political proposition on which most American Christians agree. In fact, most Americans agree. And it has to do with something that I've spent a great deal of my life writing about, which is the idea of God's hand on America. That's not only the title of my most recent book, that's also a phrase that is used in this commentary by Gary Abernathy, commentary in the Washington Post, of all places, that we will get to. Meanwhile, the President of the United States, responding to the disastrous day on Wall Street, I underestimated the scope of the disaster, despite the fact that we got an angry email that I shared with you, with someone saying I was being an alarmist. This wasn't the worst day in the stock market since May. This was the worst day in the stock market in 2 years, since 2020, since early in 2020. It was the worst day we've had since the pandemic started. And today it was struggling to come back a little bit. But the idea that the economy is doing fine and that we're charging ahead and that there are jobs for everybody and there's all sorts of reasons for encouragement. Well, President Biden was speaking at the Detroit Auto Show, and he was touting his support for labor unions. Does that include the 13 labor unions that are about to bring our freight trains to a grinding halt and to interrupt the supply chain? Does it include the teachers' unions that are now striking in Eatonville, Washington? The Seattle school strike appears to be over. Today was the first day of school. Kids were allowed to come back. Teachers came back. Here is President Biden speaking at the Detroit Auto Show about his support for labor unions. Listen.
Now we're choosing to build a better America. An America that's confronting the climate crisis, with America's workers leading the way. We're rebuilding the economy, a clean energy economy, and we're doing it from the bottom up and the middle out. I'm so tired of trickle down, I can't stand it. And by the way, remember, when the middle class grows, everybody does well. The poor are way up, and the wealthy do very well. And by the way, don't forget, middle class build America, and unions build the middle class.
Okay, so how does all this talk on building the middle class and helping the middle class relate to the fact that there are all kinds of doctors and lawyers and bond traders, yes, them too, and people who are working as bankers and people who are in the top echelons in terms of income who are getting a giveaway of about $10,000 in debt, sometimes $20,000 in debt, based on their student loans. How does student loans being paid off help promote the middle class? I mean, and middle class people, when you're talking about people who are hustling to pay their mortgages, to pay for the cost of food, to pay for the cost of fuel, to pay for the cost of living, it's not student debt that is preventing them from doing that, though inflation may be an impact. And speaking of spending money, it's incredible to me. There is $62 million they've now formally estimated that we are spending as a nation, and we're spending that money for what? To help fully extirpate, remove, scrub out, and wipe out any mentions of anything at all Confederate on the names of ships in the Navy. Did you know there were supposedly Confederate-named ships that have to be changed and renamed? And the statues and the names of bases we know about. I understand it's an imperative for many Americans. But really, is it worth the investment? Is it totally necessary? Would some philanthropists like to make an offer? We'll be back on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, most Americans don't want either President Biden or his predecessor, former President Donald J. Trump, to run for the White House again in 2024, according to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll shared exclusively with The Hill. Two-thirds of voters surveyed, 67%, said that Biden shouldn't seek another term in the Oval Office, with nearly half citing their belief that he's a bad president as the reason why. Another 30% said it's simply because Biden, who would be 84 by the time he takes the oath of office again, is too old for the job. Yeah, well, but he will have just turned 84. His birthday is at the very end of the... he'd be too old for the job. 84? Yep, probably. Trump would be 79, I believe it is. Either one of them would be the oldest person ever to take the oath of office. Trump, meanwhile, doesn't fare much better when it comes to a 2024 run. 57% said the former president shouldn't mount another bid for the White House, despite his repeated hints that he plans to do so. And one of the things that a lot of Trump fans will point out about this is they're not asking whether you would vote for Trump. They're asking about, should he run? Now, the assumption is that if people think he shouldn't run, then they don't want to vote for him. But as you'll see here, even as this poll indicates, that doesn't mean that if he did run, and if he were the Republican nominee, people are saying, no, I won't vote for him under any circumstances. That's not what people are saying. When it comes to the reason why most voters aren't keen on another Trump White House run, respondents were divided. 36% said because he's erratic, while another 33% said they believe he will divide the country. Nearly as many, 31%, pointed specifically to his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Speaking of which, apparently Mike Pence has let out that in his new book, which is called So Help Me God, it's coming out right after the election. The midterm elections. It'll be the mid-November of this year. And it's basically about his journey of faith. And the last couple of chapters are about January 6th and his role in preventing the United States from experiencing far more destructive chaos than we even did on January 6th. And apparently one of the things that he writes about is he writes about how he wasn't frightened when people were chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. He wasn't worried about his personal safety. He was just worried about doing his job. Which, by the way, the one thing that doesn't get emphasized enough about what he did to do his job on that grim day was that after the demonstrators finally left, after President Trump sent out that little video saying, you're very special, we love you all, now go home, and they were able to reconvene the Congress to actually vote on this question of decertification, the question of the challenge to the election votes. The formal challenge was for two states that they actually voted on, and Pennsylvania and Arizona. And Mike Pence did not want to put it off till the next day, and it was the middle of the night before they got done, but he was chairing the thing, and he was pushing it forward. This poll doesn't ask about Mike Pence. If the two men end in a 2024 rematch, according to this new Harvard Caps Harris poll, 60% of voters said they would be open to supporting a moderate independent candidate in the election. The poll suggests that voters on both sides of the aisle are largely ready to move on from the bitter rivalries that have dominated U.S. politics in recent years, especially given the possibility that the 2024 presidential election could end up looking a lot like it did in 2020. Do you think that it would, that things would be divided in the same way if it was Trump and Biden again? Or do you think there are people, who voted hopefully and confidently for Joe Biden for a change in direction, and many of them deeply disappointed and basically moving on from Joe Biden? The idea that he would win the nomination, Joe Biden, if he tried to cement the nomination again? I think he probably would. But there are obviously people, you can talk to them, who voted for Biden and wouldn't do it again. And I believe there are also many people who voted for Trump, maybe voted for Trump two times, but wouldn't do it now. Let me tell you one of the reasons I think that is the case. And it pertains very much to the election results in New Hampshire, where people are talking about the fact that in the Republican primaries, they had congressional primaries for the two House seats in New Hampshire and a big Senate primary, which will partially decide the control of the U.S. Senate. And MAGA people, people who think that the election of 2020 was stolen, swept everything. They won everything. And remember, this is a Republican primary. And remember also that those election deniers, and I think that's a perfectly acceptable term, those election deniers actually had a lot of money that was sent to them by Democrats, because the Democrats believe that having election deniers as Republican nominees, people like Don Bolduc, who is going to be the Senate candidate against Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire now, that basically having that kind of candidate is a very good opportunity for Democrats. Why? Because you ask a very simple question. Okay, you think the election was stolen last time? What are you going to do about it? Now, this is a serious question. You want to have a full congressional investigation. You want to have more of getting the Justice Department to focus on it. Do you want a presidential commission to reexamine the election and the allegations of fraud? And the purpose is what exactly? Because the fact is that Joe Biden, at the time that the new Congress comes in, will have served up half his term. He will have 2 years left. And the idea of the Republicans taking over the House and then electing Donald Trump as Speaker, they could do that if they wanted. And if he's Speaker of the House, then they successfully impeach both Kamala Harris and President Biden. And then the next in line to the presidency is President Trump. Okay, the idea of successful impeachment, how many presidents have been successfully impeached and then removed from office? The answer is, of course, none. Impeachment is not going to happen. Meanwhile, what is going to happen with the future of American Christianity? There's a Pew study on that. We'll get to it and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are ready to buy a new home if the housing market crashes. That's according to a new survey from Consumer Affairs that found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash at some point. Those who plan to purchase a house in the event of a crash have saved an average of nearly $30,000 to do so. Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. Brits are waiting in line to pay their respects to the Queen.
I really feel like I wanted to be part of it. I don't know why. It's just the Queen's always been part of our lives.
The biggest murder trial in Ohio's history is entering day three. George Wagner IV is accused of murdering eight members of the Roden family in April of 2016 due to a child custody dispute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Pew Research Center has issued this new paper under the heading Modeling the Future of Religion in America. And in a way, I think that though it's intended to get your attention by being alarmist, suggesting that basically that Christianity is in trouble, that America's identity as a nation that is overwhelmingly Christian, as it is today, despite what some of the polls indicate about losing traction and losing church participation, all of that is true. But you're talking about numbers going down, but still leaving a very distinct majority. The Pew figure is that 64% of Americans, including children, today consider themselves Christian. Okay, that's two-thirds. Okay, I know it's slightly below two-thirds, but it's two-thirds. It's two out of every three people. And the people who are adherents of other religions? Insignificant. Sorry. And that doesn't mean that the people are insignificant or the religions are insignificant. I'm Jewish. And Jewish people represent part of a group that they include in this survey as adherents of all other religions, including Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists. So all of those four big religions, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism, it totals about 6% here in the United States. What about all the hysteria that used to circulate around the country about Sharia law and about Muslims taking over America and having some kind of negative impact, which, again, is a big issue in Europe, where Muslims are far, far more numerous than they are here, and a far bigger population in terms of its percentage. No, Muslims total are below 1% in the United States. Since the 1990s, says Pew, large numbers of Americans have left Christianity to join the growing ranks of U.S. adults who describe their religious identity that they maintain as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Okay, that's the easy answer, that's the sloppy answer, that's the answer. And do I believe that it's possible that what they're saying is that close to a third of Americans now are atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular? I think particularly when you group those things together, the dominant force is the nothing in particular. A lot of people right now are too busy for religion, have other interests, are simply not compelled by it. This accelerating trend is reshaping the U.S. religious landscape, says Pew, leading many people to wonder what the future of religion in America might look like. What if Christians keep leaving religion at the same rate observed in recent years? What if the pace of religious switching continues to accelerate? What if switching were to stop, but other demographic trends such as migration, births, and deaths were to continue at current rates? To help answer such questions, Pew Research has molded several hypothetical scenarios describing how the U.S. religious landscape might change over the next half century. In other words, they're looking not at what the situation is going to be when we all have to stop driving gas-powered cars in 2035. They're looking ahead from 2020 to all the way to 2070. Now, there are probably a lot of people who are listening to me now who won't be on this earth in 2070. And it's very tricky, very, very tricky to predict anything 50 years in advance, but they do. And the center estimates that in 2020, 64% of Americans, including children, were Christian. People who are religiously unaffiliated, sometimes called religious nuns, as in none of the above, accounted for 30% of the U.S. population. In other words, Christians of any variety, but people who consider themselves Christians, are still double the population of the people who consider themselves nuns of any variety, who just say, nah, not religious, not interested, it's not me, not important to me. The projections show that Christians of all ages are shrinking from 64% to between a little more than half and just above one-third of all Americans by 2070. Over the same period, nuns would rise from the current 30% to somewhere between 34% and 52%. So, again, what is religious switching? Religious switching is basically, in the United States, been people not going from Christianity to Buddhism or to Islam or to anything else, but people going from Christianity, which has been the dominant American faith since the beginning, going from Christianity to basically unaffiliated, to none of the above, to someone not participating in religious faith. This is all fascinating because it comes up at a time when there are two issues in the news, and I just will comment on them very quickly, regarding Judaism and regarding Orthodox Judaism, traditional Judaism. The one issue, there's a terrific editorial by William McGurn in the Wall Street Journal. And the title of the editorial ought to get your attention. It says, "We're All Jews Now." And it's a moving piece and a very important piece. He talks about that Yeshiva University, which is the flagship, it is the largest Orthodox rabbinic seminary in the world. It is also a full-out university with a fine medical school, Einstein Medical School in New York, and a fine law school, Cardozo Law School in New York, and a fine school of social work, And yes, Yeshiva University is where we're very proud that our oldest child, our daughter Sarah, has several degrees from Yeshiva University and was proud to study there. And people do come to study at YU from all over the world. YU is an Orthodox Jewish institution, and they were recently petitioned to admit a new student group that was going to be an LGBTQ student club. And as they say in McGurn's column, the Yeshiva University was granted an 11th-hour reprieve on Friday by the Supreme Court. The school had filed an emergency petition with Justice Sonia Sotomayor on September 2nd, hoping to stay a Manhattan judge's order that the university grant official recognition to the Yeshiva University Pride Alliance in accord with New York City's human rights law. The school had decided an official LGBTQ student club wouldn't be consistent with Torah values at the heart of its identity. And again, given the fact that this is an entire school, an entire institution that is built on the idea that the Torah, that the Hebrew scriptures are in fact the word of God, there's a lot of people will say, well, okay, where does it say anything about abortion? And of course there are implications, and I know we've gotten letters from people who said, well, the Bible says thou shalt not kill, doesn't it? Okay, it's much more specific in terms of making a distinction between traditional marriage between a man and a woman, which is one of the first commandments that God gives to people, about puru or avu, about be fruitful and multiply. It's very, very different when you're talking about a gay and transgender club. We will be right back with more on the Menvet Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Show talking about the Supreme Court case, which is sure to be another hot ticket, and one in which Sonia Sotomayor, one of the most liberal voices on the Supreme Court, certainly one of the most acclaimed by progressives, actually has taken the side of granting an emergency consideration for a religious institution and a very traditional one. The Yeshiva University. We will get to this particular dispute in further detail in just a moment. Let me go first to David in Seattle. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you. I have a question about misinformation, and maybe you can help me out here a little bit, because it really does flabbergast me a little bit. It kind of started out for me was in 2012, so that's 10 years ago, in the summer when Barack Obama was running against Mitt Romney, I had an opportunity to ride my bicycle from Iowa to Seattle. And it was kind of a last-minute thing, so I went by myself. And because I went by myself, I went to a tavern almost every night. And people were very accepting. And I just, you know, went in and had four or five or six beers with whoever was there. Yeah, Bud Light.
So that's your fuel for making the journey, I take it.
I guess so. But anyhow, after we were all pretty inebriated, I would always ask people, again, I was in Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. I would ask people what they thought of Mitt Romney. And what I found over and over again, people didn't know very much about Mitt Romney, at least in all those taverns I was into. But they knew he would be a lot better than the black guy in the White House. And so I asked, then after, you know, maybe another beer or two, I'd ask people what they had against Barack Obama. And people really couldn't tell me. They just didn't really know. And then I always pressed them. We were all pretty drunk at this point. And typically, and this happened a lot of times, people would say, for starters, he's not a citizen. And I would say, well, only fringe people believe that now. But what I have noticed is that a lot of these same people are the ones who really didn't believe COVID was anything still believe that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. So
by a landslide.
So my question is, why do you believe, I mean, I have my theories about this, I suppose, but you probably have a better idea. why so many people that vote Republican are so easily duped. That's really my question.
First of all, I'm not sure that when you're talking about a group of people who are hanging out at taverns fairly late at night and having four, five, six beers, necessarily represent the majority of Republican voters. You know, there are a lot of Republican voters who are very, very committed to family, much more mainstream American. Now, am I denying your proposition that there are a lot of people who believe a lot of stuff that is just foolish and ridiculous? You know which one gets me? And again, I'll talk personally here. It's because my dad was in the scientist astronaut program, may he rest in peace, and he worked for NASA for some years. And when people say, well, we're not going back to the moon because we never went to the moon the first time, Fox News did a poll, and they found that over 20% of Americans think we never really went to the moon. You'd heard that too, haven't you?
That is hard to believe.
But no, it is.
Imagine, let me tell you. It's hard to imagine. How does 60% of Republicans still think that Donald Trump won the 2020 election? How can that be?
Well, again, there are partially, okay, I'm going to get in trouble here, but I'm going to say it anyway. But generally, if you go back to the Obama being born in Kenya and not being a citizen.
Yes.
Which was so ridiculous and so embarrassing at the time. And you know that a lot of people will point out to you, and it's true, that it was started during the primaries as a cudgel against him by a Hillary Clinton operative. Hillary Clinton never said anything about it personally, but it was other Democrats who were saying that he was actually born in Kenya. And then Republicans picked it up, and you know what they found? They could make money on it.
Is that what it's about?
Of course it's what it's about. Most things in America follow the money. And basically, there were organizations that took donations from people. During that time period, you got solicitations from people. Donald Trump started talking about Obama being a birther. And remember, he was going to send people to Hawaii. He was going to send detectives, and you wouldn't believe what they would be finding. And he hit this thing a lot. I don't think he ever believed it for a moment. And people could get attention with it. They could use it as a political cudgel. And by the same token, I'm not sure if it's really true. And what you said is what the polls say. They say 60% of Republicans today think that Trump actually... No, it's a tremendous amount.
I'm absolutely shocked that that's possible.
But see, I think people are... By giving answers that they haven't really thought about, it obviously isn't based on any evidence, and it isn't based on any reality. And the real problem, David, and this is the key problem, is, okay, for anyone out there who actually believes that President Trump won the election, what are you going to do about it? In other words, if you continue arguing about last time's election, it'll be very tough to inspire new Republican recruits, which we desperately need, to go join us this time. And
Or run for office anywhere.
Well, you're right. The other thing about Mitt Romney, now, especially you were hanging out in some taverns. Mitt doesn't go to many taverns because his religious faith.
This was not scientific. I was just trying to talk.
Right.
How many times I heard this over and over when this was after Obama had already produced his birth certificate. But just one other thing about that, I read a couple articles about this, that, you know, the Proud Boys guy from Auburn, Washington, had a supplement business. You may know that or may not know that. But then it turns out several sort of Oath Keepers types or Proud Boys types push supplements. And these are, and some of them probably work, and they probably work some if you believe they work, but they're not really scientifically proven. And there's some evidence that if you can start believing in you know, stuff that may or may not be true, you can believe in other things that may or may not be true. And anyhow, that's one theory that how people get sucked into this. And QAnon, I mean, that's even more wacky, but there's a hell of a lot of people, unfortunately, that believe total conspiracy things that there's no evidence, but they kind of believe it because they've kind of gone down this road of being able to believe stuff there's no scientific evidence for it.
You're right. I mean, the leading conspiracist in the United States, who's made tons of money on it and was earning like an excess of $5 million a year on it, is Alex Jones, who I think his most popular product that he sells, you'll pardon me, is called Instahard. And you can imagine what that is. The left does this too. I mean, Oliver Stone has promulgated every imaginable conspiracy about the Kennedy assassination and much more. Michael Moore pushed the idea that 9/11 was some kind of an inside job, and that the whole Iraq war was a setup. And then again, you have all kinds of individuals who want to believe the worst about the United States. The part of what is attractive to people about conspiracy theories of various kinds, whether they're on the left or on the right, is that you feel as if you've got inside information and that you're more sophisticated than your neighbors, and you know something that your neighbors... I know that they sometimes address people who believe in the real world and evidence. They describe them as sheeple. You know, they're not people, they're sheeple. They're like sheep who are being herded for some kind of purpose. And this is a very, very unfortunate trend in American life. And again, it's not just on the right, but the fact that it's on the right where... we are really supposed to be based on religious faith and rationality, and there is no distinction, there is no contradiction between religious faith and rationality, and there shouldn't be. And religious faith is not the same as faith in a ludicrous and evidence-free conspiracies, not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.